Welcome to your five for today. There are many questions that face us along life's journey that some are more important than others. One day, Jesus asked the Pharisees a question. What think ye of Christ? Whose son is he? The Pharisees knew from the Old Testament scriptures that the Christ or the Messiah would be the son of David. However, their reply indicated that they did not believe that the one who was standing before them was the Christ, despite being witness to the miracles that Jesus did and the words that he spoke. When Jesus was in Capernaum, and crowds of people flocked to see him, perhaps even hoping that they would witness a miracle and would see Jesus healing people of various ailments, the house where Jesus was packed to the door and even crowded outside the street. There was a paralyzed man who lived nearby who wanted to be taken to Jesus to be made whole. This man had four good friends who had faith to believe that Jesus would make their friend able to walk again, if only they could take him to where Jesus was. They carried the man on his bed, and when they saw that they could not get near to Jesus because of the crowd, they decided to take him up the steps onto the roof, which was made of easily removable material. They made an opening in the roof right above where Jesus was and lowered the bed down right in front of him. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, "Son, your sins are forgiven." The scribes who witnessed this were saying in their hearts, "He is blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Imagine their surprise when they realized that Jesus had read their thoughts, as he said to them, "Which is easier to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise, take up your bed and walk'?" Jesus was proving to them by his power who he was, the very Son of God, but they did not believe. The centurion who was at the cross when he saw all that took place, his conclusion was, truly, this was the Son of God. After the resurrection, Jesus appeared to his disciples, but Thomas was not there. When the disciples told Thomas that they had seen the Lord, Thomas said, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails and place my hand in his side, I will never believe." Graciously, the Lord appeared again 8 days later and straightway addressed Thomas, and the outcome was that Thomas answered, "My Lord and my God." We see then that there were a variety of answers to this question. However, it is just as important today that we answer this question individually, because the Bible says that without faith it is impossible to please God. For whosoever would draw near to God must believe that he is, and is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Firstly, we must believe in God and his Son, Jesus Christ. We need to accept that Jesus died on the cross in our place. One of the most well-known verses in the Bible is John 3:16, which says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life." There is no greater offer. What a prospect the believer has to be with God in heaven for all eternity. However, we need to point out that unbelief means that the wrath of God remains on us, as is stated in the same chapter. Let us finish our thoughts today with another Bible question. What will you do with Jesus, who is called the Christ? Your answer is crucial and determines where you will spend eternity. Can I urge you to accept him today, and you will have peace in your heart? You can look forward to a day when you will see Jesus, who took your place on the cross. Thank you for listening.